Kate Daly Show. I'm just going to say that and slowly walk away. The show starts now.
Thank you. Became a father for the fourth time. Never so much applause on that part. Really no applause, right? Because after the third kid, people stop congratulating you. Then they just treat you like you're Amish. Four, well, that's one way to live your life. Can you build us one of those wood fireplaces? Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
All right, I can attest to that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Friday. And, of course, in the hour before, we had Alan Dershowitz. And now we have a wonderful guest. I'm actually really excited. I need to sort of touch up probably a little bit. Well, I think it'll be okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. My guest is amazing. I cannot wait to hear about this. I know you want to hear about this too, because so many people said they are tuning in for this. Farnes Egbert, how are you? Good. You are 90.
90.
90 years old.
Yes.
I love it. You look great. He laughs. You really do. You look great. I want you to describe the gift that you have, that you've been doing. How many years have you been doing this, water finding?
About 70, a little more than 70 years.
70, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you tell people what it is?
Well, some people call it dowsing. Some people mm-hmm. call it witching.
Yeah.
If I go and do it and they get a dry hole, they call me something too.
I'll bet they do. If it doesn't work.
But, right. If it doesn't show, mm-hmm. I tell them mm. that it's not there.
Ah.
The water.
Mm-hmm. There's not water there.
This is all water underfoot.
Yes.
Yes. And there's different pockets of water. There's water closer to the surface, much deeper. I'm sure everyone knows this, right? Right?
Yes. I've done a well where there was 21 stratas, separate stratas of water with dirt in between each one.
Wow.
And that well pumped over 3,000 gallons per minute.
Wow. Renewable? Forever? I mean, the water will just keep flowing?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that wasn't. It had to be pumped.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure made a beautiful farm.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. Does the water run out?
Did it say that?
Yeah. Again? I mean, you're pumping the water. Does the water run out?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
Occasionally, a well will dry up.
Mm-hmm.
But... Usually, you have an indication that it's going to do that
right.
when you drill it.
Okay.
And a good driller will sense that also.
Mm, okay.
But that well had 23 stratas.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 5 to 6 to 10, mm-hmm. 12 feet of material in between each strata. So it was a separate deal.
Wow.
But it was interesting, the difference in the water in those stratas. Some of them were a little on the warm side.
Yeah.
But they all come together. There was better than 3,000 gallons a minute.
Mm.
Now, that'd fill your bathtub in a hurry.
Yeah. So when you hear people talk about, especially the politicians, because it seems like the drought narrative only came up when the politicians could control water.
No.
No.
Politicians need to stay out of the water business.
That's what I thought he'd say. Because it just seems as though they're riding they're riding the wave of that. And whenever we get to summer, which is hot. Now we're in a drought, and there's water. I think God made us a world with enough water forever,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. There is a lot of water that has never been touched yet, really. I know two places around Las Vegas that there was no water.
Right.
And they had drilled holes, had drillers come in and drill deep holes.
Mm-hmm.
And they never got anything.
Mm.
And
right.
I'm not saying this to brag, because there's no bragging in this business, but there's two wells there now in that same area that are both big, big producers.
Right.
And that just opened up land all around them there.
I'm sure. So tell people how, we're going to talk about how he does it in just a moment, but tell people how you got started in this. Who taught you this?
Well, I was just a young married man, a farmer myself, and I had a neighbor that had enough land, but he didn't have enough water.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no other way for him to get any more water except drill.
Mm-hmm.
There was a canal that ran past him, but that was all used water. Anyway, he hired a man, a Japanese man, who had a reputation of doing this many, many years ago. And he told me that he was going to have him come and see if he could find water. So I had never heard of that, so I told him, when he comes, let me know, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
And he did. And that Japanese man was just so cordial, helpful. He found a place that showed pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the right area where he could use the water.
Right.
And so I was just kneeling there on the ground by him and watching him and talking. And finally he said, "Have you ever tried this?" And I said, "No, I've never even heard of it."
Right.
And he said, "Pick up my stick right there."
Mm-hmm.
And it's a stick I hold with both hands. Out in front of me.
So two sticks, one in each hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you can do it, that stick will pull down.
So, down, like down?
Yes. I mean,
okay.
Like it was going down to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it went down. And I couldn't hold it.
Wow.
And so then he has a... He needs to know more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a wired thing that we have on here to show you anyway.
Yeah, you can show that on camera, too, because I know that people would like to see that, too.
It counts down how many feet by bobbing up and down like this. And I count each one of those bobs.
Is that how it does it?
Representing a foot going in the ground like that.
Wow. So and, it bobs, the sticks, when they cross, they bob up and down as they're, wire as it's going down, right? So it bobs.
Yeah.
Okay. It bobs up and down.
This is the stick.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm holding it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going down.
I can't hold.
I love this. You guys can catch this on Rumble, too. He's showing this. This is amazing. So you've got this wire.
Whoop.
And this wire will start to make a motion, and how many times it hits is how many feet.
Okay.
Is that right? Okay.
Bob up and down.
Yeah. His son Justin's with us. Okay. Wow.
Two,
yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Five,
so it'll bob up and down.
Nine,
that is awesome.
11, 12.
And when it gets to the water.
Yep.
It will change direction on its
own. Right. Pull it up just a little bit so the camera can catch that. That is amazing.
See it changing?
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's going side to side.
The longer it goes side to side, the greater
Get on the microphone, if you would.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The longer the wire goes side to side, the greater the volume of water is in the ground.
Side to side is volume.
Uh-huh.
And
when
it bobs up and down, it's depth.
Counting depth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going side to side right now.
Yeah,
he's not doing anything. The wire is just going.
What did you count down? 30 feet? You got water under this building.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was just going to say, oh, my gosh, under the studio.
But now, the action.
That's amazing.
If you can see the action.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's good action there.
That's a lot of water.
That's showing that there's a volume down there. Now, I don't know how long we'd have to sit here, but
oh my God.
What will happen is that when it's through the water, if there's no more below it, they'll just go until it stops. There is more below it, like another strata below it, it will stop on this one
and then
count down to the next one and go crossways again.
So it will go side to side, stop, and then go down?
Yes.
You know, like down, up, down, up, down, up, and then go side to side again?
Yes.
Wow, I never knew this.
When he did that before on that well, it had 23 stratas. Imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
Counting down to the first
one.
It's
a lot of water.
Side to side. Counting down to the next one.
Yes.
Side to side. 23 times.
Thank you, Justin.
Now,
oh, my gosh.
You can see it slowing up.
Yeah. What a fascinating thing.
If there's no more below that one, it'll stop. If there is more,
so
it will change and start going, which is doing...
Right. Now it's going, now it is literally you guys going up and down again. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 14.
Oh my gosh, it's going up and down. And you're not doing anything. I'm watching you.
Okay, there's 21 more feet. We've hit more water.
Okay, so I'm so glad you did that on camera. Thank you for that. So you can go to Rumble and you can watch this because he's not doing anything. This is just moving. So there is water under the studio. I love that. So this Japanese fellow taught you this.
He didn't teach me. You can't teach it. It's a gift.
Mm.
You either can do it or you can't.
Or you can't.
I have shown many, many people how to do it. They couldn't do it at all.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it was such such a skill.
But
yeah.
Then others can.
But others can. There are people that can do it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna come right back. I know you're as fascinated as I am with this because of the fact that in the future, will you possibly need to know about this, have this skill? The way that water is being controlled right now is really, really scary. And I kind of wonder what we're going to do in the future with these drought narratives that we have and the control that government has. I'll be right back. More with Farnes and Justin Egbert. Don't miss this. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizra.
Hey, everybody. Elections in Taiwan, North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. In the news today, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves are sort of plunging into this election season. And have you sheltered your savings, investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? It's not too late to diversify into an IRA or 401k into gold. So get that backed up into gold with Birch Gold Group. They are incredible at what they do. I really love these guys. I love the information. All you have to do is text 989898 and text my name, Kate. How easy is that? And they'll give you some free information and then you can pursue that and do it at no cost. I don't know of anything better. So please, if you're worried about the financial instability coming, you probably should be a little worried about it. It is on the heels of being implemented right now. Please go and do this. Text 989898. Claim your free info kit and protect your savings with gold right now. Thanks, you guys. Put in the code Kate. Put in my name, Kate, when you text 989898.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Really happy you're with me because you're not going to want to miss this. I love this. I swear. This is, you know, we talk about a lot of things and we always try to be helpful on the show and try to talk about things that are going to help you. And I absolutely think the knowledge about this and with my particular guest, Farnes Egbert, and his obvious gift that he has been endowed with, I think this is an amazing thing. Is it a spiritual gift? Do you look at it like that?
Yes. Yes. I've been told by two fossils in the church separately, actually 9 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That it's a gift.
Right. It's a gift, a spiritual gift.
And then they both followed up and said, so if you don't use it, you will lose it.
Wow. If you don't use it, use it right.
I've been blessed to use it.
I love that. Can somebody learn how to do it to a certain extent?
Yeah, well, I can show them how to do it. Mm-hmm. But I can't give it the gift. I don't have the power of the gift.
Right.
But it's interesting. It has been interesting for some years as to how many people actually have that gift.
What branches, when you're doing the sticks, what trees would you access for this?
The most, getting a branch from a tree, the most active that I have found over the years is peach.
Peach trees?
Yeah, peach trees.
Okay.
Willow trees are good, especially if they're water willows.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty good.
That's wonderful.
But the problem I had was where we lived, we had a cattle ranch in Nevada out in the boonies. And in the wintertime, those willows would just dry up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work.
So once they're dried, do they work forever, those same two sticks?
They will work a little bit, but if they're not dry, they work better.
Okay.
Science says, I've tried to learn as much about this as I can, and I'll hurry, but science claims that everything has its own degree of energy, and likes attract to likes. Like if there's water underneath the ground, and science or medicine claim that a person's body is actually about 64% water.
Yeah.
Okay, now those two have energy that attract to each other.
Right.
And so that's why If you have that gift and you use those instruments, they will work.
Wow.
If you don't have the gift, they don't work.
And you're holding them steady and they're doing the movement for you.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
So when the sticks go down, that's when you get your wire out.
That's right.
Okay. I'm learning something every day. I love this. You have found water in 9 states. You've had people fly you all over the place, all the way down the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
Wow. You are...
And Canada.
Yeah, and Canada. So it says Justin, and Canada. So, I mean, you... If there was anyone I was ever going to talk to about this, you're it. You're the guy. And I love that because I think people need to realize this is available to us. It's underfoot. God made a world with plenty of water, but we have to know how to find it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, that reminds me, where's the town?
Beaver.
Beaver.
Ah, it's a place called Beaver, Utah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They were running out of water. Mm-hmm. They had some little dinky wells and people moving in and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and
this was about 40 years ago.
40 years ago, okay.
And I went there, and we spent a whole day walking and driving, checking and everything. Anyway, at the end of the day, they had to make a decision as to
where
to drill.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a man who was part of a hydrology company out of Salt Lake that they'd hired to help them solve this water problem.
Okay. I might have to stop you here and we'll continue on this story because I want to hear this. And I also want to hear what signs do you look for to even know where to even start walking around to even try to find the water? Are there certain signs or things that you're looking for on the ground? What? We'll be right back. More with the great Farns Egbert. Be right back. You're not going to want to miss this. This is awesome.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If you need a hand, show you this, I can help. I got two strong arms and I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, it ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help. Have a laugh on me, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I want to hear. So don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. We're on the Friday show. So glad you're tuned in for this. You know, we'll hit every topic and any topic at every topic. And that's what I love about this show. I also wanted to tell you, please visit our great sponsors, donewithdebt.com. They can help you bring down your credit card rates. And I promise you, you probably need help. If you haven't checked for a while, they've been raising those for any excuse they can get, those credit card companies. And I'd hate to see you in debt. So go to donewithdebt.com. Also, Birch Gold, 989898. Make sure that you send them. That's the number you text. 989898, text my name, Kate, okay? And they're going to give you some free information when you do that. And there's all kinds of things going on with digital currency that you need to be aware of, and then how to safeguard what you've got in the bank. I have two wonderful guests, actually. Farnes Egbert and his son Justin are in studio, and I have been wanting to do this show for a long time because of the fact that this is such a compelling, fantastic topic. Water, who controls the water, controls the world. And there was a great movie called Mully. And in this movie, over in Africa, he goes down, he prays where to go to find the water. And God tells him where to go. And he drills down and gets an infinite supply of water. And I love that movie because it really showcases what you're talking about right now. And So let's finish the beaver story. So you went to this town in Utah, a small town, 40 years ago. The hydrologist, what happened with that?
Well, the hydrologist was hired from a company in Salt Lake City, and mm-hmm. they had just tried different things to get more water. Right. The town was just plain running out of water and getting more people. Anyway, they asked me to come and see what we could do, and we walked over and drove over that town area searching, and we could find, most of the time, we couldn't find anything. Then we'd find a little dinky stream or like mm-hmm. that. But they had even put up a brand new big water tank, a huge tank, mm-hmm. because their situation was very serious. And anyway, it was kind of sticking out away from where we had been trying, and I told them we ought to try go over closer to that tank. I just like the looks of how this mm-hmm. is turning out. Anyway, long story short, we did. We got over by the tank, and I really got some pull there. It really looked good. And the hydrologist said, there's nothing here. This formation, the surface formations means there's mm-hmm. no water.
And there was. There was water.
Long story short, the mayor was just sick and tired. He says, this is where we're going to drill it. And they did.
Nice.
And he called me up the day they tested. He called me up and told me what had happened. And he says, you got to get down here. Mm-hmm. We got KSL coming to
news. It's a to, news in my state.
Show this.
Right.
And I didn't go.
Yeah.
But I, but they sent me the pictures. And it was the highest their pump would go was 3,000 gallons a minute. And that's what it was pumping and showing right there.
What? Wow. And, good for you.
The hydrologist said, if you drill here, I will quit.
Let's hope he did, because he's not
talented. And I don't know if he ever did or not. But
let's hope. So what's the farthest somebody has drilled for the water that you found?
The deepest well? Mm-hmm. 21,000 feet.
21,000
feet? Yeah. In Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love that. So these sticks, and I've seen people try wire hangers. Does that work?
If you're looking for a pipeline.
Yeah. Okay. For a pipeline. Okay. Interesting.
But I've never had any luck.
Yeah. So it's got to be that it's like from a peach tree. It's those.
Peach tree or water willow is long rivers and that. And then there.
And so you hold those out. How do you know what area to even start in? Do you just start walking around? Do you to feel some pull?
Hold it out in front of you.
Is there any telltale signs?
And if you don't feel anything, start walking.
Start walking. Okay. Do you look for anything above surface to tell you where to start? Yeah. Because you could go out to the desert and be out there for days. Are you looking for anything certain?
Well, you know, if you like here, if you go along by the Virgin River, you naturally think, well, you know, water's been running here for a million years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting here, too, that I've checked along that river enough now that there's places where you won't get any water by a river.
Interesting. Okay.
And it isn't the water, and it isn't because it's in the river. It's just that you're not on to it.
Okay.
And
but you can feel the pull, and even the naysayers can feel the pull down when you find water. That electricity kind of pulls that down.
If it works for you, you can't hold it up.
Wow. That's strong.
I have actually taken a willow stick and a peach stick and left little branches on to go between my fingers so the stick could not turn.
Wow.
And it pulled hard enough that it broke the sticks off right
by that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have a caller for you. Caller, go right ahead. You're on with Farnes Egbert. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is not really a question for him, but the confirmation. My father-in-law used to witch all the time with chokecherries.
With what? I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up.
Choke cherry.
Okay. Choke cherry branches.
And I actually milled about with him a little bit up in northern Utah in a little place called...
Interesting.
Well, Grover and Teasdale and stuff like that. He's witched in there, and he's also witched in Skull Valley.
Interesting.
And I actually walked along with him one time holding onto the sticks, and he was kind of, you know, holding onto my wrist, and he says, you'll feel it pull when you are. When there's water there, you'll feel it pull. And so he walked around and found a spot, and he says, just kind of walk back and forth across here, you know, in 20, 30 yards. And you can. It's incredible.
Awesome.
It's kind of a sensitive little pull, but it's like, what the heck?
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. I so thank you for that. So choke cherry. So I guess you could use maybe some different things, but it seems that peach works the best. Right, Farnes? Peach is the best.
Peach is good, but in the wintertime, especially if it's cold,
In the wintertime, no, but so this is better in the summertime to do. Okay, we have another caller for you. Oops, sorry about that. They hung up. I love all of this information because I didn't know how it worked, and so that part I think is really cool. Here we go. Here's another caller. Go right ahead, caller. You're on with Farnes.
Yes, Kate.
Yes.
This brings back a lot of memories. My mother-in-law that lived by the temple in St. George. Mm-hmm. We would watch her. She had the gift when she was a late teenager.
Awesome.
She thought it was of the devil because it was so strange and weird.
Oh my gosh.
Your guest,
yeah.
She used her talent. She would mm-hmm. have farmers and forestry people mm-hmm. have her travel the country.
Wow.
And we would sit in her living room and she'd hide coins. And my husband doesn't have a gift, but our son does,
and
other members of the family.
Okay.
And she'd hide coins throughout the house, and we'd take the twigs or the copper wire. When she passed, most of the kids and grandkids kept copper wire that she used.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for that. Thank you for the call. I love it. I think there's so much of this that we could talk about in so many different ways. But this is fascinating to me because I hope that politicians are listening. I hope that people in the water conservancy districts across America would listen to this, because they act like there's no water anywhere and that we have to come up with these very large pipelines to lakes. And we've also been taught that water only comes from the snowpack, and so there's nothing underfoot. And it's really done a disservice to us as being educated in this for the last 100 years. I feel like there's a big disservice going on to us to not understand what you do and how this is done and how it's been done for the ages. This is how they've always done it, right? Be right back. Don't go anywhere. And more with Farns Egbert. Be right back. Water.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, back here with you on the show. And of course, like I said, visit my great sponsors. And also, you can find the podcast of this show today. You'll be able to find it on katedalyradio.com, and you can send that to people. You can listen to it again. And got a lot of great info in this hour. So I'm so happy to have Farns Egbert with me and his son, Justin. They were so nice to come in. And you're one of the, I would have to say one of the biggest experts on this, has done it for 70 years, water dowsing or water witching or water finding. What do you prefer on what it is? What do you call it?
Dowsing.
Okay. Water dowsing. And of course you have to have a permit, right? If you're going to dig a well, if you are going to go use your service to go dig a well, you've got to have a permit.
That's right.
A lot of politicians out there say this to me, and they say, well, it'll interrupt somebody else's water rights if you were to do this.
No.
What's your take?
No, the dowsing is just finding.
Yeah.
And figuring out how much, how much water you could possibly get. All the rules that the state and the federal people can come up with is to protect that.
Right.
And but you've got to get it first.
Yeah.
To protect it.
Right. Right.
And I just wanted to bring out one more thing about that well up at Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be a fantastic well.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And there's two companies that I've read about mm-hmm. in the world that does nothing but go and test it, water.
Mm-hmm.
And the first company that tested the one at Beaver mm-hmm. was a company out of the United States. And mm-hmm. their final analysis of it, that it's the best water in the United States.
Wow.
The next company is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came and tested it, and they got the same idea.
Hmm. Wow.
So, and that has nothing to do with me, the quality of the water.
Yeah.
I can't move it.
Right, right.
And I can't make it taste better. But it sure helps the reputation of a town to say, mm-hmm. yeah, we really got good water.
Yeah, we got really good water. I really love that. You've loved doing this all these years, haven't you? I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like to help people.
I know. And, you know, like you said, you're a farmer too, or a farmer. And so you've helped a lot of ranchers and farmers in this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And politicians just seem really afraid of the idea. And maybe because it doesn't go along with their water control. But they always poo-poo the idea.
Yeah.
And this has been around for the ages. This is how we got water, is it not?
Well, The reason that they some people call it a witcher mm-hmm. is because many, many years ago, they used to burn women for doing
yes,
it because
witchcraft.
They were a witch.
Yes, yes. So anything that they couldn't explain, they would say this is witchcraft or something.
That's right.
Right. But this has been going on for the ages, and this is how they got water and how they found it. And it's just, I mean, has nothing to do with witches whatsoever.
No.
It's just the, that pulls that down. That water has that electricity. It just pulls that those sticks down, and you can tell where it is.
Well, science claims that likes attract each other. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
if I'm 94% water,
yeah,
then my water wants to mix with the water down there.
Yeah, so it pulls your water in your body down to that water.
But
But
it's an absolute necessity, of course, the water.
Yeah.
But it's also something that turns out to be a gift also.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, people could try it. You could try it. And the gentleman that taught you, he passed away right after, yes?
Yes, he did.
He taught you and then passed away. And I doubt there are that many people that know how to do this. Is it a lost art?
Yeah. And there's people that use different instruments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that they've come up with on their own,
right.
And as long as it works, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But Peach, I know you've worked with about everything, haven't you? You've probably tested everything.
Well, quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few. And Peach works the best. And how long could you hold on to those sticks for before they probably wouldn't be any good anymore?
Well, as soon as they start drying up, throw them away.
Yeah, months. Yeah, so you'd have to get new ones, and of course that wire too. And
yeah.
So it's special equipment.
My equipment is very
handmade.
Simple.
Yeah, just handmade.
It's
okay, I like
sticks,
that. Yeah.
The sticks are nylon.
Yeah,
and
okay.
The water is spring steel.
Right.
The wire.
Yeah.
The wire.
The wire. Okay, spring steel. I love this.
Yeah.
I love this
because. You've got to have it mm-hmm. strong enough mm-hmm. to so that you may make it makes a bob that that's mm-hmm. what you count on depth.
Right.
So I've had people who say yeah, but it bends the wire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. If you use just plain old common baling wire.
Mm.
You only get about two bobs, and the wire's pointing to the ground because
okay.
it's the
yeah.
use steel wire because it pulls it down. But when the strength mm-hmm. of the wire overcomes the pull of the water, it pops back
so
up.
So it kind of has buoyancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Anyway,
I love it. I think this is fantastic.
There's a drawback too, I guess.
What's that?
Because I've known people who want to do it so bad mm-hmm. they fake it.
Ah, I'm
and
sure.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That costs a lot of money for a driller to mm-hmm. drill a dry hole.
Sure, sure.
And
I would say your accuracy is pretty good throughout your 70 years. Yes. Yeah, you're going to be modest right now, but I'll bet you it's very, very good. Is it good, Justin?
He's located more than 1,000 wells in 9 western states and never had a dry hole.
Well, there you go. There you go.
But,
I don't know what else to say.
But you've got to also remember.
Yeah. That's why he was smiling. Yeah.
There's drillers mm-hmm. that aren't as professional as they ought to be.
Right.
And so if they drill a dry hole, it's sure handy to have a witcher to blame it on, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. You know, I so appreciate this. We have about 30 seconds left, and I love this. I think people really need to pay attention to some of these lost arts to understand that when we get the drought narratives, and we're going to get them all over the press
yeah.
because it's summer, they're going to capitalize on this, and it's not honest. We have water underfoot everywhere. And we have plenty of water in the United States, in every single state, right?
Some of the biggest underground reservoirs in the United States are back in the central states where it's so dry. And yet,
I know
they can drill some of the best wells in the world right there.
Isn't that amazing? All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. It was. I just wanted to tell you guys what happened at the end of the show today. Farns was in here. I had just interviewed him, the water dowser. And so he wanted me to try it out because he said there was water under the building. So I stood there next to him and I held the sticks. And the sticks went sort of slightly down. I could feel a little tiny bit of a pull. Not a huge pull, but a tiny bit of a pull downward. Okay, so you keep them in your hands, right? And they crisscross at the end. And the sticks kind of went down a little bit, just ever so slightly. And I could see it. I could feel it. And then he said, okay, I'm going to take one of the sticks in my hand. And then I want you to hold hands with me. And then you hold the other, the outer stick, okay? So we're each holding a stick, and I'm holding his hand. And the second he starts to hold that stick, all of a sudden the pull was huge. I mean, it went all the way down to the floor, and I could feel it. I mean, it was huge. And I said, well, how did that happen? How did you get this huge pull? I mean, you could feel this. I could not hold the sticks up in my hand. And it's because he's been doing it for so long. Whatever gift God gave him, oh my gosh, it was amazing to actually experience. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And then I also wanted to share something with you about cities. In my local area, he actually offered up his services because, you know, he always said he would do good with this and he really wanted to help and just be, obviously he's got a great track record. It's 100%. So of course, over the 70 years, you want to give somebody this gift. And of course he tried this, and this was a couple decades ago or more. And he went to the cities around here in my local area. And the first city said no. The city manager said no. The second city, a couple of the people didn't want to do it. You know, a couple people were on board, a couple of people weren't. Okay. Third city goes to the third city. And they even said, you know, we'll even do the well. I mean, we'll do the well. We'll make sure that it's perfect water, potable drinking. I mean, just let us find it and we'll do the well. And then we'll turn it over to you. You don't have to take the risk, you know? So the third city says, and get this, I was not shocked because I know the kinds of people that run the cities here, but they said, we want to get a loan, a federal loan, and for over $2 million, and we want to do it that way. And they did, and they got a well. The well wasn't as good. It was, the water from the new well, after spending $2.5 million, tied into the old well, and it didn't really do much for them. So it wasn't as if they were tapping into something new, but they spent $2.5 million federal money. And that, folks, right there, is such a testament to where we're at in society right now. God would never put us on an earth if he knew there wasn't enough water, ever. That wouldn't happen. Why would he do that? Why would he want government in control of us? The water conservancies, the governments, they control all of it. And they're charging you for it. And I think that's pretty sickening. It makes me sick, actually, because I know the people that run all of these things, and it's one of the saddest things I've seen is the absolute idiocy, right? I had a mayor in a major city here get a hold of me and say, well, that will mess with water rights, and that's just not the case. That's just not the case. They need sources of water, and people like Farns can find it for them. But they resist. They don't want to do it that way. They have to do it where they're in total control and where the government of the state and the federal is involved. And they have to. It's like a desire for them. They don't want to hear that you can tap into water underfoot because the drought narrative, some reason, keeps them going, and it fills a lot of headlines. And I have a governor of my state who's a total liberal. He's horrid, and he has screwed us over so many times that I have a file. It's just endless how many times. And he was pushing the drought narrative a year ago, 2 years ago. We weren't in a drought, obviously. And then we just had the biggest, rainiest year in my part of United States. And of course, they're going to be right back at the drought narrative. They just can't stop. They can't help themselves. So I just wanted to tell you guys what happened after the show. And it is sickening. And I hope we spread the word. I hope that we can get people educated. I mean, I know grown men who have come to me and have basically told me off and said, no, you have to conserve. And I'm like, there's water everywhere, water underfoot. I mean, they're idiots, right? They're just such idiots. And they all think it's conservation. And because they've been brainwashed and they don't think they're brainwashed, they think they're the smartest people in the world. And it makes me sick. So just so you guys know, we have got to teach our kids about this. And dowsing is a lost art. It's amazing. And I'm sure there are more people that have this gift. They just don't know it yet. Thanks, you guys. So good to meet you, Farns. So good. And Justin, too. Egbert, I really appreciate you. Wow, what a wealth of knowledge. I love it. And be faithful, be fearless. We'll see you back here on Monday. Share this show so people are very aware of this. Thanks, you guys. Thanks. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.